So we're the Turtleneck Twins, and since we added another person, actually the Turtleneck Triplets, and Matt's here.
We're the Turtleneck Triplets. This is Matt and the boys.
Modern, outdated, classic, stuffy, boring, versatile. All contradictory terms used in describing turtleneck.
Like wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy.
All right, you know, I think that turtleneck is too warm.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not too warm, okay? It's incredibly comfortable. And I spent $800 on it, so, you know.
What are you, a spy? Why are you wearing a turtleneck? Are you a French painter? No, you're not. Don't do that. Don't wear a turtleneck. I'm trying.
How do you know? She told me she loves me.
Oh boy, it's Encyclopedia Brunch. My name is Tim Dobbs. With me, as ever, doing her thing, it's Catherine Kogert.
Hey, it's great to be here. I was doing a lot of hand gestures while Tim was doing the intro, just to keep myself busy, just to keep my time occupied while he finishes what he's doing over there. And I think they were a big hit. I think they're going to be a permanent addition to the show for all of you listeners at home to look forward to.
Is that what you think of my side of the conversation? Is like, well, he finishes up.
No, not at all. That's not actually what I think, but it was a good way to frame it as I tried to make a joke.
Yeah, no,
did I do it?
Great framing, excellent framing. And I do think that is really what the listeners tune in for, is to sort of hear the hand movements, which I think keen-eared listeners will actually be able to do, because I'm pretty sure I could.
Do you guys hear anything? I hit the table a little bit there.
Yeah, yeah. And you're also kind of brushing up on the mic wire while we're here.
Oh, okay. So that's the smooth stylings of Catherine gesticulation.
And we're back. All right. We have fixed the wire issue. And everyone's very excited. So, Catherine, I was hoping to get some advice from you.
Okay. Yeah. You know that I love to give you advice. You, my trusted friend and confidant.
Mm. So, I guess first, maybe we could advise the listeners. What is it we do on this podcast?
We take a topic and we talk about that topic for about half an hour. And we try to learn something. We do our best to learn something. And we try to learn and grow and share together. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I mixed up the coffee with Sesame Street again. Won't happen again, boss.
Well, in that capacity as co-host of a learning, growing, sharing paradigm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a boss, so I have to say paradigm. Maybe you could give me some advice. Catherine, I have a first date. What should I wear?
Oh, definitely wear a turtleneck.
Yeah? Do you think people like that?
I think people seem to like that now.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so this is our topic for this week. First dates. Turtlenecks. I don't know. I'm just in a bad prank mood, you know, where I'm just like, right. I said something that's false. But ha, got you.
Okay. So I'm looking forward to this gotcha journalism you're going to spring on me throughout the show.
Listen, you and I and the listener, we're all hoping that I sort of settle into more of a natural conversational rhythm, but it's feeling weird here at the top of the show.
So what is your favorite turtleneck you've ever worn?
I am pretty sure I've worn a turtleneck exactly once, when I was like six, maybe. I just remember this photo of me looking so dorky and wrong.
Yeah. Well,
what did you assume?
I mean, times haven't changed.
Great. Thanks.
Gotcha.
No, I looked great.
I think that.
So there.
Oh, you got me. Mm-hmm. You got me good. Oh, gosh, what was I going to say? I was distracted by how good my burn was.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, it's definitely like a little kid thing. Like the times when I've worn the most turtlenecks were when I was put into them for either Christmas reasons or school picture reasons were the big times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I think I feel like the picture that I remember was probably like my second grade school photograph. just like, I don't know, are kids pulling turtlenecks off?
Are kids pulling turtlenecks off? You know, yeah, I think, actually.
Really?
I think they might be.
You're saying, yeah. look to the children. Okay.
Well, I'm saying, like, that's their thing. And maybe I don't need to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now like, that I'm a grown woman.
I was going to say, like, you know, like a fluffy tutu style dress, but you do have one of those, so I don't know.
I do have one of those, yeah.
But you're you know, putting childish things away was you folded up the turtleneck and put it away.
Uh-huh.
And said,
yeah, no, now I'm thinking about my wardrobe, and I'm like, oh no, I do dress like a 6-year-old girl would want to dress. Ah, troubling.
No, you're living the life 6-year-old Catherine always dreamed of.
Sequin sneakers, yeah, no, I got those.
Eating cookies.
I don't have the light up sneakers yet. Yeah, but
it does feel like a yet.
We're
yeah.
working on it.
I think we were both too old for Heelys, right?
Yeah, we both just missed that one.
It's for the best. I would have been like really into it, but it would have been so obnoxious.
Well, you would have the joy of being an adult man and looking back on that and being like, yep, that was me. I did that.
You're saying I'm mm-hmm. flying down the road in my Heely, or like probably really in a cafeteria bumping into, you know, the lunch shades or something. Then record scratch, and I go, yep, that was me. And then cut forward to, you know, I'm telling my children how I met their mother or something.
Yeah, no, you're telling children how you met your school lunch aide.
You're probably wondering how I got into this situation. And then it goes, and it cuts back to me being in the store, being like, Mom, I have to have them.
It's not a great story.
It's not great. It's pretty typical. It's a little dog bites man.
Oh, but we need those human interest pieces.
I guess. Do we? Do we need the pieces on, like, oh, man got bit today?
Not every day, no. But, like, I mean, I guess the question is, how are the dogs changing and where are they biting men? Is it changing over time?
I
want an expose on dog bites. Where are they happening?
Right. With all due respect, I would call this What's a called? Dog interest piece, not a human interest piece.
That's, I guess... Yeah, if I was reading Dog Fancy magazine mm-hmm. and I was a dog, then yes, I'd be really interested in that.
I don't know why, but I've suddenly just decided I want there to be Cat Fancy magazine and Dog Interest magazine.
They're certainly considered to be the more intellectual species.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim, I can't help but notice that we have a weird creaky sidekick on the show today.
Oh, yeah, Creako.
Yeah, Creako, my footstool for my back issue I'm having. His life is hard, and I think he needs to vocalize the troubles I'm putting him through.
Well, I'm sure the listeners will forgive that. That's seems very reasonable that our friend Creako is here.
Quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could edit it down. But also, never let me have friends, because I just said, seems very reasonable that our friend Creako is here.
He's your friend.
I just like picture, like, you know, someone's visiting for, oh, we're having a holiday party. Well, it does make sense that you're here. It is it's a holiday party. You're wearing the sweater. This makes sense. Very reasonable. And speaking of holiday parties, what do you often wear at a holiday party? That's right, a turtleneck sweater. So, Catherine, who are our great turtleneck sweater wearers?
Oh, I think we can all agree Steve Jobs is famous for his turtlenecks.
Yeah? Yeah, who else?
And the Lady Steve Jobs.
What was her name? She ran Theranos. Elizabeth something. Elizabeth.
Oh, I was thinking about Steve Jobs. And then there's there's always the little Jobs, his sidekick, and eventually grew up and rebelled in the comic book series and became Gray Jobs. Once he rebelled from Steve Jobs and
yeah, sure.
started
naturally
technological advancements on his own.
How about we come back in a moment on Encyclopedia Brunch? How's that sound?
Oh, Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't know.
Lost the thread here. After billions and billions of bits being played in the interstitial. Guess what I'm doing, Catherine? That's right. A little bit.
Pretending to be Carl Sagan again.
Our favorite guy who wears a turtleneck. That's right. I didn't
That's
just forget
true.
We were doing turtlenecks and not Carl Sagan.
That's
I didn't.
True. Yeah.
You can't prove it. Let's see. Yeah, so he's another guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Lady Carl Sagan, Carl Sagana.
I will go.
And his sidekick.
I will go right back
Star Boy.
Into the interstitial. I will. I'll turn this car around.
But he grew up into Asteroid when he grew up.
Asteroid?
Asteroids, yes. Because he started taking steroids, which Carl Sagan doesn't approve of.
Hmm. So Wikipedia lists the following people who wear turtlenecks.
Ah, oh, stupid Wikipedia.
Senator Ted Kennedy. I wouldn't have said that, but all right. Let's see. Do you know how to pronounce this name? I'm very embarrassed. Is it Michel Foucault? He's a French philosopher. It's probably...
Seems like somebody who would wear a turtleneck, a French philosopher.
Yeah. Barry Manilow. Although here,
oh, for sure,
is that right? Okay, Carl Sagan, Steve Jobs,
yeah,
and,
I mean, he has to stay warm while he's making sweet, sweet love to you.
To Mandy, right? To Mandy.
To Mandy,
isn't it? Yeah, like in that song.
Why Mandy?
Because
well,
she came
I mean,
and
wrote
she
more than one.
She gave without taking. That's why. What else at the Copacabana? Right. Is there a Manilow-niverse? Like, do all his songs sort of weave together into a giant story? I propose, yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just like Rush. He's really the Rush of, like, 70s R&B.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he R&B, would you say?
Ah, adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary, hot 90.
Easy
yeah.
listening, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Yeah, I don't know. That's the list I'm seeing here. They also list Larry Ellison, who's the Oracle Corporation guy.
He, okay.
You know, he's known here in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's known largely because he really insisted on bringing the America's Cup back because he's just real into sailing. So he had a bunch of Oracle boats that competed. Ta-da.
Okay.
Stuff rich people are into. Boats.
Turtlenecks.
Yeah. So is there anything there? Is that like, are turtlenecks for rich people?
They're for Christmas. They're for children. They're for tech luminaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're also for really douchey male models.
Oh, interesting. Like a Zoolander level douchey male model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could see that. So
with those like real big collars.
Oh yeah, the really big ones where it sort of like crumbles yeah. down and becomes almost a cravat or like a
it's basically also a scarf.
Another shirt.
in case you lose your first shirt.
I guess it could work. Oh, what about this? Okay, so there's do you know the difference between a turtleneck and a mock turtleneck?
No, tell me.
I didn't either until very recently. So a turtleneck has that kind of like, it's like a tube that, you know, grabs your neck and squeezes up coming up from your shirt.
Boy, you really know how to make a girl want to wear a turtleneck.
And then so what you do is like it actually is quite high, and then you fold it down. And in like a really extreme case, it's like one of those big billowy ones. But just generally, a general turtleneck is like, oh yeah, I just roll this down to whatever my preferred look is. A mock turtleneck actually does that part for you ahead of time. So they just, that top part is already pre-folded and sewed back down to the collar, the base of the collar.
Okay. Mm. So I wore a lot of mock turtlenecks as a youth.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, it turns out. So what I'm proposing to you, though, I'd like to take this opportunity to play a little bit of our classic game, Encyclopedia Brunch Shark Tank.
Don't think that's the Shark Tank noise.
What's the Shark Tank noise? Listen, I have five things on here. There's the beginning theme, swimming. The closing theme, the interstitials.
Swimming.
Okay.
Swimming. That's the Shark Tank theme.
I will pull that into the soundboard. You know,
all themes are like really short these days, right?
That's true. It just goes bum bum.
Swimming.
So now that we're inside the show within a show, Encyclopedia Shark Tank, I submit to you what we do is make a regular turtleneck where the thing comes up and you fold it down, except that it's not just like a little too high and you roll it down. It keeps going and going, and then it blossoms out into another upside down shirt, and then it goes all the way up. And then so when you roll it down, it is a two-layered shirt held together by the neck.
Yeah, I'll give you $4 million for it.
All right.
But I won 80%.
Yeah, go for it. I just want the shirt.
Nice.
All right. And that concludes Encyclopedia Shark Tank.
Swimming. Swimming.
So let's see. I don't know. What do you like it? Would you wear a turtleneck now?
So I bought a turtleneck somewhat recently, and I couldn't get into it. I just feel like I don't look good in turtlenecks.
Was the neck too big? You couldn't like get all the way in? Is that?
Yeah, that was, you know, the problem. I just don't like my chin, and it really accentuates the chin.
Well, you saw a little Victoria Beckham fashion advice when we were looking this up that yeah, seemed like maybe this could work. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. So Victoria Beckham, I guess, has like many, many, many pictures of herself on the internet. Paparazzi taking pictures where she's always leaving a building. Mm-hmm. It's always when she's leaving a building and she's wearing a turtleneck and she like has her mouth in the turtleneck, as though she's trying to turtle herself away from the world. She's really living up to the name of the turtleneck.
Oh, is that why it's called a turtleneck?
Yeah.
Because you turtle into it.
Did you not know that?
Because you hot. No, I legitimately was confused.
Yeah, because it's like a turtle. You feel like a little turtle.
I see. Well, that's pretty good. That makes me feel much more positively about it.
Though I guess they don't call them turtlenecks in the UK where Victoria Beckham makes her home.
No, it's a polo
neck. Unless David
neck.
Beckham still owns part of the LA Galaxy, which is that soccer team there.
Football. They call it football where Victoria Beckham is from.
Yeah, but in LA they call it soccer.
Okay, so really, I mean, they're like bi-continental and they really have one of the things they have to deal with is figuring out whether to call it a roll neck or a turtleneck. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
football. You know, so like diagram this sentence, you know, I went to the football pitch wearing my roll neck jumper. And you're like, that's a foreign language. boy. So you're thinking maybe that's the move, is you just get that neck all up over your
wide
neck.
Yeah, just a really wide neck, because it's a pretty close turtleneck. I was trying to do like a, honestly, I was putting together for fun, just for my own amusement, I was putting together a sexy Lady Steve Jobs look before I realized that the Theranos lady had already done it.
Yeah,
bummer.
But it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. I didn't really like it. I just don't like wearing turtlenecks.
No, that's fair. I feel sort of the same way. So let me ask you this. You've expressed some sensitivity about your chin neck area. When I was reading about like good reasons to wear a turtleneck, people were like, oh, it helps keep you warm. You know, like a lot of people's necks get cold. They want protection for their neck. Right. And I was like, what universe is this? What?
What do you mean?
Your neck gets cold. What are you talking about?
What about scarves?
I mean, I guess I just always assumed you got that. So to me, I guess the scarf feels more like it's a thing you can kind of turtle into. So like that sort of makes sense, but I'm not thinking about my neck. Oh, and I guess also I'm thinking the scarf helps fill the gap space with like I had a coat that didn't zip up all the way or something. You know, the collar space is very no man's landy. And so it can be kind of a buffer, I feel like a scarf can.
Yeah, definitely. I think the turtleneck is just, it's eliminating the buffer.
Mm. So you're saying the turtleneck is the built-in scarf.
It's a built-in scarf, yeah.
Mm, okay. No,
just
I
like you
that.
Built in a second shirt.
Yeah. I think it sounds like we have a shared opinion here where like the thing I'm really fascinated by are the crazy poofy turtlenecks. I don't think I can pull them off.
Yeah,
but...
just folds and folds and it keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Bjork-like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fills up a stadium.
Yeah. Though maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to experiment. Maybe I'll go out and buy myself a turtleneck after the show.
Hmm.
I mean, it's 10:30 p.m. right now, so everywhere's closed, but maybe some other time.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Go to one of those 24-hour turtleneck emporiums.
Oh, yeah, like they have in the movies.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you never know when a man is about to be on a first date and he just needs that turtleneck to wear over under a blazer so he can look smart, but
or
not
a lady.
Too formal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw so many men's fashion blogs where they were like, oh, this is a great thing to wear on a first date.
Really? And I just saw the one article that was very impassioned for ladies wearing turtlenecks on their first dates.
Oh, interesting. Well, how about we go on a series of first dates and we come back in a moment and discuss how they went with our turtlenecks.
50 first dates?
Exactly 50. No more, no less.
Okay.
And we're back talking about turtlenecks, those built-in scarves that they so handily included for you. Turtlenecks, the neck protector.
Is that the official, like, is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll workshop it with me. What else you got?
The head stem cover.
The head stem cover.
Yeah.
Head stem.
Oh, what is a neck but a head stem?
I see. You know, that puts me in the mind of like those like bumper bullies that people get for their cars when they live in the city. You know, that it's like a...
Bullies?
Maybe it's not bumper bully. I think I've seen that's one brand. But like, you know, a car bra, essentially.
What?
You've never seen these? They like... It's basically like a rubber or a cloth thing that you put over the front of your bumper so that when your car inevitably gets hit when it's parked on the street... it doesn't get a lot of scratches.
Oh, I should get one of these.
Now you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you call it the neck stem cover, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe the neck stem needs just a little bit of help.
The head stem cover.
Head stem, you're right. We're trying to avoid saying neck.
Yeah.
I did see...
What do you got?
What have I got?
Yeah.
In general, is this your conversational gambit?
No, instead of head stem cover, instead of turtleneck, what are other things that we got?
I like
taglines for the turtleneck.
I want to read you this article I read in Esquire.
But we've been hired by the Turtleneck Council.
And we need to get this out by 11 p.m. tonight.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't even get a turtleneck. Catherine, what happened? Catherine, how did we lose so much time? Like...
I think mostly it was hanging out with my friend Creco. You know, he's so funny.
Old Creco. Pretty clever, Creco. I like head plinth. This Esquire magazine article, this guy writes in favor, in praise of the turtleneck. He says, the roll neck is effectively a plinth for your face. It cradles it like an autographed football sat proudly on someone's mantelpiece.
How you want to think about your head?
I don't know. There's a real empowerment here. Let's see. But the point is, the man who dares wear a roll neck dares say to the world, this is I, this is my face. In it is all I have seen, all I have suffered, all I have to give.
Huh? That's why I got all these cool scars.
Yeah. It's very like...
Yeah, that's weird. Like a guy with a bunch of scars wearing a turtleneck, that's a spy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that reads to me very much either those Dos Equis Most Interesting Man in the World ads or yeah. Sean Connery.
Who is like arguably James Bond is arguably the most interesting man in the world, right?
Yeah. I'm sort of. I don't know. I mean, if you've watched enough Bond movies, they do get a little samey.
Okay, who actually is the most interesting man in the world?
The Dos Equis guy. It's sort of interesting. He was just a normal actor. He'd never had any big breaks. I think he just had a day job, and then he got this job, and it was like turned out to be a big deal for him. That's interesting.
So he's the most kind of interesting man in the world.
I don't know what you got. You're so smart.
As far as the most interesting man in the world,
mm-hmm. or woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've made it so much more complicated.
Yep.
I think the ghost of Dorothy Parker.
She interesting or just drunk and quick with a word, you know?
It's all the same to me, if I'm honest.
I think these are the kinds of things we tell ourselves when we're drunk and think we're being clever. It's like, aha! Being drunk and saying smart things is all there is to life, and I am excelling, I tell you this.
I just think she would have been so good at Twitter.
Yeah, Dorothy Parker would have had a great Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about ladies doing it for themselves turtleneck wise? I mean, like, I think I've seen, you know, all the advice about like, no, men, come on, like you can totally wear this in a certain way.
Yeah.
But for women, I mean, the advice I saw reading various fashion blogs was, hey, turtlenecks can look a little frumpy, but there's plenty of ways to pull it off in a really cool way. You just got to add a little pop to your outfit. So like,
yeah, some cool jewelry or mm-hmm. a belt or
layers. It's always layers.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's all about layers if you want to build mass.
Yeah, that's how you get that good bulky look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess from I'm developing the theme here. I think. It seems like for women, often the advice is kind of like, this can be a good canvas upon which you can draw your outfit because
right.
a turtleneck can look quite samey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can wear something loud with it.
Mm-hmm. And then for men, I feel like what I've seen is that like this still looks sharp, but replaces like a shirt and tie. So you can mm-hmm. still look like...
Man, men are really about putting like sort of uncomfortable things around their neck.
Yeah. Yeah, we have
that
to.
That is that's like the mark of formality.
Kind of.
Is your neck uncomfortable? All right, now we can talk business.
I think we're often I don't know if you've ever had this experience when you dress yourself. But often when I'm wearing an atypical collar, I'm always just like, oh, how does this work? I don't know how to make this work. This is weird. Like, it's a weird juncture point that we don't quite have solved with clothes. Does that resonate with you at all?
Atypical collar. What are atypical collars?
Like, I have a V-neck sweater that I like to wear. Mm-hmm. Often, like, you know, when I'm trying to look smart but not too formal, I'll wear a button-up shirt and a V-neck sweater over it and no mm-hmm. suit jacket.
Yeah.
But, like, that collar is not like it doesn't just fit my neck, you know, it doesn't really sit at my neck the way like a t-shirt would mm-hmm. and the way like a button-up shirt where you kind of close the collar and you have all these folds around your neck so it all sort of gets obscured and suddenly your head stem just springs out of all these folds. A V-neck though is like, yeah, it sort of sits somewhere on your shoulders and it dips down to somewhere on your chest, And also, some of your back is exposed, but it's not clear exactly how much, and you can't see that back very nicely. And I don't know, I have trouble figuring out, like, okay, well, how do I situate this?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't feel like I have this experience, but I don't know. I feel like there's a million fashionistas, men and women alike, shouting at their phones right now, saying, "Please, just do this."
Well, okay, I would love.
So, can we put out a call?
I think this is a great time to put out a call.
Yeah, help us with our neck fashion.
Yeah, like, how do you manage the liminal space between the shoulders and the head?
What are you doing with your head stem?
Yeah. How do you rock your head stem? Let us know. We're at Who Likes Brunch and EncyclopediaBrunch@gmail.com. Yeah, I don't know. Is there any, maybe I'm getting too neck focused. Maybe I've gone all vampire on this.
Oh boy. I mean, and you're talking to me and I'm the most neck focused person I know.
Mm-hmm. This is the neck cast. I don't know. I was starting to reach for, like, maybe there's something to, like, you know, so much vitality flows through this small flesh tube that we have, carrying between the brain and the body, you know, the soul and the mind. And so we always need interesting clothes to sort of, like, honor this specific spot. And so we choose the turtleneck to cover it, to hold it, to bring attention to it.
I think that's really the only explanation as far as why it's an article of clothing. Yeah.
Are we gonna wear turtlenecks? Is this ever gonna happen?
Yeah, we're gonna wear matching turtlenecks, obviously.
Okay, what are we gonna do when we wear matching turtlenecks?
We're gonna stand back to back with our hands in a finger gun stance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera will zoom out as though it is through the barrel of a revolver.
Yeah, okay. Sounds great. Dun dun dun,
yeah,
dun
that's
dun
my plan. Turtlenecks.
That was my least favorite Bond villain.
Turtlenecks. Which one? Turtleneck?
Yeah, turtleneck.
Yeah, that's not great.
Turtleneck. I knew it was you all along.
It also sounds like a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah, turtleneck got around. It's all part of the turtleneck universe. Sorry, the Barry Manilow-verse.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. Kevin, do you have anything else to say about turtlenecks? Did we solve it? Is it good?
Did we solve it?
Yeah, I just want to fix turtlenecks and then be done with it.
You know what, buddy? We solved it.
We did.
Don't worry. Put this one to bed.
Could I pull one off? I don't know.
Yeah, you totally could.
I just don't feel. I wouldn't wear one on a first date, is the thing. I know they keep saying I should. They keep saying it. It feels too smarmy.
Too smarmy for a first date.
It's all our professors and our tech entrepreneurs.
What if your first date was like a costume competition and you were going as Carl Sagan?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
See, that seems like actually an ideal move for a first date, because then you get to look smart and sexy and cool, just like Carl Sagan was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
revealing a few things about myself. but like, you're also like going to kill this costume competition, and you can't look like a douche because it's all for the competition.
Right. Yeah. It's opportunity to be a little extra, but still, and kind of, you know, impress your date that way, but still.
Yes.
But not be too smarmy. Not think that, yo, well, you know, Steve Jobs was one of the most excellent people ever. I don't need that.
Oh, that would be really sad if you went as Carl Sagan and people kept confusing you for Steve Jobs.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to wear like a real 70s beige look. You got to really beige it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to do the voice.
Yeah, definitely. Well, until next time, I'm Carl Sagan. This is not working out.
No, you're not. You're Tim Dobbs. And I'm Catherine Coker.
Bye.
Bye.